with a thankful heart this evening that come before you tonight. You know, you hear a lot of bad news comes to your ears, and many people that you know, it has many afflictions and many a sorrow has come into our hearts this evening. As you all know of Janet here, she's become a sort of a permanent fixture over here, and she had a heart cath, I guess, and now a blood clot. And you know, we don't know. You may go in for some simple procedure that they call simple, and the next minute they're calling your family in that you're nigh at the door or dead. We all are to realize how fragile life is.
Amen.
It is, as the song we sing sometime, here today and gone tomorrow. That's the way life is in this world. We are fragile creatures upon the earth, God's footstool, but we trust in a mighty God who's able to move mountains, who's able to heal sickness,
amen,
who's able to deliver from the power of the grave, and did deliver by raising on the third in the morning. Our God is a everlasting God. He is not one that we can have the day and it be gone tomorrow. Our God is one that will never leave you. Even in the time and the hour of sickness, Brother Lon, when maybe you don't even feel like praying. Maybe you don't even have the mind. But God is right there, brother. He is an everlasting Father. And He loves you so much that your mind can comprehend the depth that God loves us today. He loves His children. He loves the creation of His hand, Brother Kenny. He is good and very good unto His children tonight. And we need to lift up hands and praise Him every chance we get, Brother Larry, to give Him the praise and the glory and the honor. For He is deserving tonight to receive all these blessings. He's deserving tonight to receive all the glory, all the honor. And His name is to be lifted up above every
name.
Let us lift up the name of Jesus. Brethren, sometime I work and I think I get so busy and I don't think on things, but I want you to know today I want to keep that name up on my tongue, up on my heart. I want to be able to lift Him up. And most of all, brethren, I want Him to lift me up.
That's it, brother.
For here tonight, brethren, in lifting up the name of Jesus, tonight God's going to lift us up. He has blessed us in ways that our minds cannot comprehend. I think of all the blessings as I look down through my life, Brother Terry, how God has brought me and led me through scenes that was dark and drear. How He kept me under the shadow of His wing when I thought that death would surely come. I had no reason, seemed to live in this life, just waiting for the Lord to come and take me home. Brother, I declare tonight, God will give you strength to persevere through every trial and through every tribulation. And though sickness comes, though death will come to the family, maybe one or other, you never know, maybe your spouse will be gone. Whoever it might be tonight, Sister Carol, you know what it is that you have to live alone and be alone in life. But I want you to know tonight, God is an everlasting Father. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble and I'll not let no evil come upon you in the seventh. For the hour of death is nigh unto every man. And when will the moment come for us? You know the death angel is flying through the land, brother, and the pale horse and his rider. And when he comes, they'll have to just go, brother. You'll have to say amen. If you don't know the Lord, in that day you'll have to say amen unto your own condemnation tonight. But if you've been down to the banquet house and this blood of Christ has been applied to your heart, you'll be able to say in that day, Lord, I'm ready to go. Lord, here I am. Listen today, and he is going to come for me. Brother Terry, the song you sang, who's he coming for? Well, it's a personal thing between me and God. I can't go for you and you can't go for me, but by the grace of God we can persevere through all the trials of life and be delivered on the other side by the grace of God, brethren. Listen tonight, that has appeared unto all men, Brother Larry. teaching us tonight that the nine, some, you know, there's a little controversy there, whether it's us or them. And I'm going to tell you tonight, the grace of God will teach all men, brother, what they are by nature and what you must be by the grace of God. And God's grace, brother, will teach just tonight, brother, what we must do to please him and be up and about our Father's business tonight, brother. That's my desire to see him to overcome the wicked one by the grace of God, brother. It's no longer works, brother. If I had to work my way in the heaven, I would have never got there, Brother Kenny. But because of the perfect work of the Lord Jesus Christ, I was delivered out of darkness unto his marvelous light tonight. And the light of God, brother, shines in the darkness of all men's heart. The Satan, and he illuminates the heart and the mind of men, and he teaches us the walk in his pathways. He teaches us the night, the know of his way. Listen the night, brother. God wants us to come to him with a broken heart and talking to him, brother, that calling upon his name, seeking him day and night, studying in his word, seeking his word, brother, to know the wisdom of God. Why? Because, brother, it's able to deliver you. Brother, if you will, brother, bind about thy name, thy word, it will be unto you life, brother. This word, the night will bring peace, and it bring joy in the time of adversity. Brother, the night, you let trouble come in your life, you let sickness come in your life, you get the little word out and begin to read and begin to ponder upon it. The night, brother, it'll bring joy to your heart, it'll bring peace to your mind. The word of God, brother, it's very peaceful tonight. Why? Because, brother, it'll comfort you in the hour of your need tonight. It'll bring peace. Why? Because the Lord is speaking them right down in your soul tonight, brother. That's what I love to feel tonight, brother, is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I let the world go by the night. Just give me Jesus, brother. That's what comforts me. That's what gives me strength. The press on, press on. Under the mark of the high calling. There is a calling tonight, brother. And God is calling unto every man. Time and chance, brother, has happened unto them all. What will you do with Jesus tonight? What will you do with him? Will you say, Jesus, come in and take up your abode in me? Let me live with you, Lord. Brother, many a day I turned him away. Many a year went by. I didn't have no promise, Brother Jim, of living another day. But God, through his grace, mercy, brother, and his mercy, brother, there let it pass me by and give me another chance, brother. How many chances do you have tonight? Time and chances happen unto them all. But listen what the good news is. He's long-suffering, brother, and not willing that anyone would perish. I'm glad he's long-suffering. I see my children. They take no thought of the morrow as though they're going to die, brother. They think they're going to live to be a long life. But today, brother, listen what the man said of the field that he had. He saw it planted out, and he had plenty, brother. And his barn was full, and he said unto his soul, I'll just tear down my old barn. I'll build new ones. I see my building new ones today. They're worried about the dollar. They're worried about the gain of this life. I'll listen tonight, brother. Oh, Jesus, what did he say to them? He said, thy fool, this night is thy soul. Required at thy hand all that these things is. You're leaving behind, and another man will take them. And who knows whether he be a wise man or not, whether he be a fool and plunder, all that you labored for. Listen today, brother. Don't labor for the thing that perish, but labor for that which perish not. Seek the Lord in the days of thy youth. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh, and who shall be able to stand that day? I'm glad, brother, those that's been down to the banquet hall, those that's had that blood applied. Oh, it's love tonight, brother. It's peace tonight. It's joy tonight. Just knowing the Lord, brother, it brings comfort to my heart. It brings peace to my mind. To know him is eternal life, brother. Do you know him tonight? Do you want to know him? I wish sometime that all mankind, wherever they be, would say, I want Jesus to be my Lord tonight, brother. How much peace would it be in the world? You wouldn't need no locking, no locks on the door, brother. No, you wouldn't need no police force out here. You wouldn't need all the night worrying about your stuff being taken. For the man of God, brother, he's peaceful, he's lovable tonight, he's full of mercy. Why? He's full of mercy because the merciful God has took up his abode in him, and he'll say, he said, I'll never go out. I'll be your everlasting abider. I'll abide with you tonight. I'll abode in you, and you and me. I'm the Father, and the Father and me. I'm you, and you and me. It's all one tonight, brother. If we've been born again, we're all one in Christ tonight. And when Christ shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory. Oh, brother, don't you want to go when he calls to the land called heaven? There is a land not made by hands, brother. It's eternal in the heaven. It's a place we call heaven, brother. But the eye's not seen, and the ear's not heard, neither has it entered into our hearts, brother. Just what's over there on the other side. I sometime ponder, Brother Brian, what heaven's really going to be like. I hear the old writer read, and I read of a land where the streets are made of pure gold. I hear of the walls of jasper, brother, and the gates of pearl. But do I understand all there is to know about it? Brethren, where the light of the sun never shines, and he called the Lord himself is the light thereof. I don't understand all about it, but I want to go more than I want to live on this side of the grave. I want to hear my Father say, come ye blessed unto my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world, before the high of the clouds was ever created, before the hills was ever brought forth, there was a land, Brother Friend, that man, that the mind of man cannot comprehend. How great is this place? The place is like God, brother. It's greater than mankind. It's greater than the world itself. Who can know the mind of the Lord? Who can ever be his counselor? Declared the beginning unto the end. Who told John on the Isle of Patmos, behold, John, I'm alive and I'm alive forevermore. I was dead once, John. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning. I'm the end, John. I'm all you. I've got the keys, John, of death and hell, brother. Listen tonight. Ain't it good to know a God like this? That holds all power in his hand and declares it all. Brethren, he saw me a long ways off. I listened and he called unto me. Listen, what did you do with Jesus? I took heed, brother, as under that light that shines in a dark place until the day dawned and the day star rolled down in my heart. Who is this day star? It's the one, brother, that sprung from on high, had visited us, Brother Friend, had brought light and the knowledge of salvation by the remission of their sin, brother. That's the one we took heed to. That's the one we're following tonight. That's the one that will give life to us. That's the one tonight, brother, that I love more than I love life itself. That's the one tonight that I want you to take heed to. He's a shining in your heart, and he's a seeking you. If you'll find him, seek him early that you may find him. And he said, if you seek me, listen how he said that, if you seek me, you will find me. Huh? Ain't that good? Some says they sought him, but they can't find him. They didn't seek him right, brother. You got to seek him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you seek him tonight, you'll find him. And the reason you ain't found him is because your heart is not right. It's you're looking through a glass darkly anyhow, brother. And if you take hold on to the world and you want to serve God with this hand, you know what God said? If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of his. You can't serve two masters. He said you either love the one and hate the other, or hate the other and love the other. So you're either going to be hot or cold, brethren. You're either going to be in or you're out. Do you know him in a pardon remission of your sin? And if you don't know him, you're going to have to give up all in order to be one in that number. In order to get to see that land called heaven, Brother Terry, I think sometime, off time of that good land, and wonder what it's all going to be like, Brother Paul, when we gather together and begin to sing that beautiful song.
We can't even begin to imagine.
Without number of people, everywhere. Souls from every nation under heaven gathered together, singing that one new song, brother. What do you think about the number that no man can number? Can you imagine a sound that goes up from a trillion times a trillion of people. A number that no man, we can number a long ways, brother. But here's a number that no man can number. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. I don't know about the rest of the world, but I want to be one in that number. I want to be one singing that new song that I can't sing here.
Nope.
You know we're singing a new song?
Yes, we are here.
Huh? You know, I'm going to get Brenda here. You know, Brenda's even singing a new song today, and she swears she can't carry a tune in the bucket. But she's singing a new song.
And
listen, the Bible says this song shall be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city, and salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. We're singing that salvation song today. I don't care who you are or where you're at. If you've been born again, you're singing that new song of salvation, brother. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And that song we can sing because He's come into the inner man and born His soul again. But in that day, brother, we're going to sing a new song, both soul and body, brother. Ain't that been wonderful? When you're in a new body likened unto His most glorious body, we'll be able to lift up voices, sing with all the brothers and sisters that we've not even met. In that day, we'll all be one. There'll be neither male nor female.
Amen.
We all shall be as the angels of heaven, brethren. And that, ain't that something to think about? You know what? Nature's going to be done away with, brother. Ain't going to have no more nature. We won't have to worry about arguing and fussing and fighting and all these things. And a lot of people, they got this crazy idea that the devil was up there and caused all kinds of havoc. But you know something? Do you believe in a God that's able to see the future?
He knows all things.
Do you think He would have created an angel? You know what angels are? Let me tell you something. You think about this. Angels, I've never found in the book. You, brother, help me out. Now, they're Bible readers. I know y'all ain't. You all very intelligent in the Scripture. Here's your one to think about. Does angels have a free will to choose right from wrong? Huh? Show me one that ever had that. Show me one. Only man had that right.
Exactly.
Angels are created spirits, ministering spirits. Here is a key, brother, of God. The word of means proceeded from. They've never been a spirit come from God that was evil. Never been a spirit come from God that was evil. Never been a so people don't understand. They get in these things concerning the devil. But when you go to get into the depths of it, go read the book of Hebrews, the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. Who's made His ministers a flame of fire? Who created His angel spirits? They was created of God, brethren. They didn't create themselves.
Absolutely.
Neither do they guide and lead. He said they are spirits. These are the four spirits sent forth into all the earth. They sent forth as horses. You'll find over in the old Bible over there, sent forth out from between the two mountains. And these was four spirits. And I've often think it was a type of the four beasts that you read of in the book of Revelations that wasn't talking to just the two mountains of brass. You're exactly right. These beasts, you read us, one place is talking about the kingdoms and powers, but these four beasts was the ones that fell down and give glory and honor and said with a voice when the seals was opened, the one of the beasts said, "Come and see." These are the beasts I'm talking about. They was powers, and I think those four beasts are the four spirits that you can read of in the old Bible that would come out between the two mountains of brass, Brother Fred. And you know, don't nail me down and say, "Well, here, prove that." But I can't prove that. I'm just telling you what Brother Junior thinks about this little thing right here, and I'm going to bring my remarks to a close here and not take up all the time. I thought this evening that I'm going here to be here by myself and Brother Terry come in here. But you know, as I thought that same thought, you know what the next thought was?
Never am I.
I'm never alone.
Never alone.
God is always there, and you know, He's He'll always provide.
Yes.
He'll always provide. God, He is a provider. He is our provider.